And the Packers back in action tonight. They're 0-1 in the preseason, but if you're paying attention to records right now, you're really maybe about a month off of when you need to be. Packers take on the Cardinals, though, tonight. Another tune-up for this team as they look to defend their Super Bowl championship from last season. Packers-Cardinals coverage right here at 5 o'clock tonight, the kickoff at 7. And because the Packers are playing tonight, we bring in our K107.1 Packer expert, Brian Caravu, also from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, how's it going this morning?
Very good, Bart. Getting ready for the home preseason opener tonight.
Yeah, a lot of excitement. I think a lot of, for the first chance for a lot of people to see the Packers. I mean, we've had family night there. We've had some training camp. But since really the NFC, well, the Bears game, January 2nd or whatever, this is the first chance to see the Packers actually in action at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, they're coming back in front of the home fans for the first time, and should be an interesting one tonight as they once again get ready to prepare to defend their Super Bowl title.
Playing the Cardinals tonight, a lot more questions maybe surrounding that team than our beloved Packers. But as far as the Packers go, what are you expecting to see tonight, and what are you really looking for tonight? What's piquing your interest most of all?
Tonight's just another night for them to get ready for the regular season. Once again, you know, for the quarterbacks, it's getting timing down with the wide receivers, and just for the young guys to really for them to step up and prove their worth and prove whether they might be worth keeping a spot on the 53-man roster. The starters will probably play a quarter, maybe a little bit more than the first preseason game last week, but they probably won't be playing past halftime or anything like that. So, once again, it's a chance for the young guys and time for them to stake their claim to a roster spot.
We know that Mike Neal got injured this week, the defensive lineman. Any other injuries that are going to keep some guys out of action tonight?
Yeah, you know, one notable injury that kind of popped up yesterday was to linebacker Clay Matthews. Reported that he had a tightness in his hamstring, and it might not be anything serious, but this is the third year in a row he's had a hamstring issue during training camp, and he's actually played in only two preseason games his entire three-year career now, so it's kind of becoming a yearly occurrence, which is you know, slightly concerning, I suppose, but the fact remains that he plays in pretty much all the regular season games. So as long as that keeps happening, maybe nobody should be too concerned, but it's something worth monitoring at least.
Well, if he doesn't play too, it'll give some of the younger guys, some of the rookies a chance to compete a little longer tonight. Also, you're going to see a lot of position battles being competed for tonight. Are there any positions where you're looking at the most as far as tonight could be maybe a make-or-break night for some positions, or where are the biggest battles right now in training camp?
You know, it's interesting with Clay Matthews out, so, you know, the starting job at right outside linebacker opposite him is up for grabs. But if Clay Matthews doesn't play, the guys fighting for the job might both get some playing time. Frank Zombo, I think, is going to take over on the left side where Clay Matthews would be, leaving Eric Walden on the right side. So they should get plenty of playing time. And then, you know, by the time the starters are done, you know, that's going to pave the way for Brad Jones to play a little bit. And then the rookies like the Ricky Elmore, who was drafted in the sixth round, Vic Sooto, an undrafted rookie, Jamari Lattimore, another undrafted rookie. So outside linebackers, one place that's going to be one to watch tonight.
Really, no lack of depth there. It's a really strong position. We're talking with Brian Caravu. He writes for CheeseheadTV.com, also the editor, and he's got a few articles in there. The Maple Street Press Packers Annual for the 2011 season. Clay Matthews right there on the cover. As far as position battles, Brian, running back I know is one that is drawing a lot of interest. You have James Starks, who had a nice finish to last season. You have Ryan Grant, who is returning this season. Where do you see the running back position going? Who may start this thing week one?
I think Ryan Grant will end up being the starter, but I think he'll end up splitting carries with James Starks rather evenly throughout the regular season. You know, of course, they're going to go with the guy who's been a starter in the past, who has the experience. Ryan Grant will, you know, get, you know, the start. But James Starks just looks so good, looked good at the end of last season. He actually had a little bit of an ankle injury in the first preseason game that's kind of limited him this week. So his status for tonight is kind of up in the air. But that'll open the door for rookie Alex Green, their third-round draft choice this year. He didn't play in the first preseason game, and now it looks like he'll get his first preseason action tonight against the Cardinals, so it'll be exciting to watch the rookie play.
You'll be able to tune into the game tonight. 7 o'clock is the kickoff. The coverage starts right here on K107.1 at 5 o'clock. While you have us on the radio, you can also hit up CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, you guys kind of do a interactive live blogs during the games, don't you?
Exactly. Right during the game, we have, as you said, an interactive live blog so people can comment and follow along with the tweets from the beat reporters on Twitter and even our post-game coverage after the game. So highly suggest everybody check it out.
The website, again, CheeseheadTV.com. The writer, Brian Caribou. Brian, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and we'll talk to you again on Monday to kind of recap the game.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Again, Packers coverage tonight starts at 5, the game at 7. More of your music on the way, K107.1. K107.